roll.
Thank you for the pause. Keep rolling.
Now, I don't believe that anybody was charged at this door. It was structured this way from the beginning. Over and over and over, I said, never plan ever to make wealth from God's word. And yet you have to have enough, don't you, to print the confounded words. And everybody out there, oh, well, you wouldn't charge me. Well, who is going to pay it? You are in a world of currency. Oh, well, you just manifest some gold. I am manifesting gold. It's going to be arriving. And then I'm going to have a lot of you eating crow. If you have investment that you consider investment, you better look back at what you did. Those were loans. It was explained exactly what would happen. And now ones would have it that EJ should not buy so much gold. He should do this and he should do that. What in the world are you talking about? That's the name of the game, buy the gold. So that it can go up in value, it is already established in your new world order that it will go to 1,200 probably before Christmas. They want to run the market to 4,200 before Christmas. And if you have invested and it is strapping you each month, for goodness sakes, take it out in interest payments so you don't lose your value. We'll let that go. I didn't want to get sidetracked into it. But these are the things that these ones have to confront every time they go to deposition, every time they go to court. And then it's titter time. Oh, well, that, you know, we did not, we planned to get the ceiling raised to 9 feet for you people in Tehachapi. And Doris finally said to Mr. Abbott, sir, do you have 12-foot people? 9 feet people? I don't know any. Oh, well, we left the doors this width because we didn't know what size doors we need for 9 foot people. Oh, I hadn't seen any around. And then you sit to deposition. You take an oath. And so far, there's been nothing but lying from the opposition. And she says, what am I swearing on? You see, God says don't give oaths. If your word isn't good enough, my friend, you can swear on everything there is in the world. And it makes not a whit of difference. So, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth? And what? Well, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? On what am I swearing? The oath of the Kol Nidre? The Talmud? The Koran? The Torah? The Bible? And what are you asking me to swear? What do you want me to say? And the lawyer punches her and says, I do. You say, I do. Oh, okay, I do. I swear to tell the truth. And now Mr. Horton leans up across the table. He's ready to start his interrogation. And he says, greetings, Commander. Now, Doris Ecker had been ordered by the court to come to this deposition. She had all of her identification. And when she objected to the ridicule, he settled down and then he licked his lips, very lizard-like, leaned up across the table and said, greetings, Commander! Is that respect of anyone's belief? Most of you know how it went after that. And still they went back the next day to be put through the insults again. And the news. You see, Mr. Abbott is a politician. He knows all the ex-presidents. He's been undersecretary of this and undersecretary of that, and he has it in with the Associated Press. Well, Pat Robertson owns the Associated Press. He doesn't like E.T. He doesn't like you either. He's a Zionist. And he's for Israel. With Israel, homeland, the United States of America, right along with Dershowitz, has stated it. We will build a new temple. And it'll be over. God will be back. Want to bet? You've got to go take off a mosque off that hill to build that temple. And how do the Israelis do it? With Uzis. They're an Israeli weapon. And you supply them. Now, if you don't know this, how can you do anything about it? And what do I expect you to do about it? I don't care what you do about it. My job is to tell you. And my job is to get a remnant through. And that means you've got to learn to grow spelt. Because you're going to be in trouble. You're already in trouble. You are getting photons that are so damaging to you that you're going to mutate. Spelt is very resistant to radioactivity, and it is also one of the best insulators that you can get. The grain itself and the hull specifically. Now, how would you know that if somebody doesn't tell you? Back in Mesopotamia, in those ancient of ancient days, that was the grain. And it's got B17. For your interest, that's Letril. One of the only things left that will stop mutation. You see, cancer is a very ordinary thing. That's a very common thing. That is a normal thing. Cell mutation is absolutely normal. It is your immune system that's sick. The immune system is supposed to move right in and wash out, absorb, take out cell mutations. You're in trouble. And the time has come when you've got to have help. And one's petitioned for help. And then, so help me, we get sent. Not as little ETs running around your sky in pretty little ships to give you some science fiction. We come as the hosts of God, bidden and sent to prepare a way and to get a remnant through. And somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do the work. And it gets really hard to do it with nothing, doesn't it? No group. Because you see, we're already called a cult, and I'm it. Singularly. They call it, Mr. Green does, the Eckerd cult. Well, the smallest cult. And I'm some sort of Satanist who teaches you to do good business through corporations in the state of Nevada. Satan. Satan created that one. Maybe he never created anything else in his whole world, but he created a useful tool to hang on to his own stuff. Now, are you foolish or wise to use it? It is according to the law. You don't even have to fudge the law, my friends, like trying to avoid taxes. Do it right. Do it within the law. And your enemy will help you. But if a judge sitting on a bench doesn't have the foggiest notion what you're talking about, and you throw in a bunch of ETs, and you don't even have the guilty party present, it's a railroad job. Well, I'm here to tell these attorneys, Dharma doesn't give a damn anymore. And I have trouble keeping her just plugging on. Why do we bother? This is why we bother. Man has got to understand to grow beyond where he's stagnated. Well, not me, sir. And I have to say, you volunteered you. You have two choices. Meet your responsibility and your commitment, or don't. Is God going to zap you, strike you, do something awful to you? No. He will say, thank you for doing what you could. But I have bad news for the opposition. Every time the backbone gets weak, I just screw it up a little higher. If God cannot prevail in a court of law, you are in trouble. And that's what's happening. You don't practice constitutional law anymore. A good lawyer weeps. And what goes on? Because it sure ain't law. You have to go out there and struggle over case law because some other judge you didn't know beans from you know what ruled. Jane Dixon's right. This trial could be far more interesting than a Scopes trial. We're already establishing that you're men. Human, higher universal man. And because I've rambled on so long, I hesitate to put you through another demonstration. I asked Paul to come over here, and Dale went and got him. He was working, and he needed to work. I needed him to hear the lecture. I don't even care about the demonstration.
Enjoy.
Ones give what they can. And the ego puts little limitations on everything. Oh, someone's not being as good to me. It's to somebody else. You're going to outgrow it. You are children of light and God, and you're going to outgrow it. I was going to have him go over somewhere and call on this telephone. In French. And unless you speak French, you would not know what he's saying. I could do it with a Russian. I could do it with Scott Tipps, with German. But if there's no one else in the room that speaks German, I'm not going to own up. Everyone who does not speak your language as a native tongue has to have an interpreter. I don't know why you think it's so strange for Yeltsin to have an interpreter into English. There is not one bank of scientific instruments that does not pick up exactly what is flowing into her head. She has a receiver. She doesn't understand it any better than you understand much of what you do. She knows what it means. It's like Morse code. Tip, tip, tip. Do you blame her as a secretary for what I say? You're all responding to Commander Hatton. You're not responding to Adora Secker at this moment. You may think she's full of it or I'm full of it, but you're not responding to her personally. especially anybody who knows her, has no difficulty whatsoever in my energy and hers. Now, if you have Judge Coyle, who has a stenographer taking down the court records as in a deposition, and I like to use this one because it's close to home. Mr. Horton had someone in his office, he and Mr. Abbott, call Susan. And interchangeably, she was called Susie and Susan. Mostly Susie. Well, you can call Doris Doris, and you can call her Dory, or whatever her little nickname may be. Or you can even refer to her as Dorma, because I do, but that is with a little D. It only means a translator of truth, bringer. The court stenographer sits there at a machine and types something, symbols, whatever she types. Now, if Judge Coyle, for instance, in the U.S. and Key case, makes a ruling and the stenographer types it, is the ruling hers or his? If someone in between, say the court bailiff, decides that he is going to copyright that material and goes out and distributes it as the publisher, now who is responsible for it going out of those walls? Would you put Susie up for contempt of court for doing her work? Moreover, would you call her Judge Coyle? The Associated Press said that Dorma and Hathorn go forth and they're also known as Sananda, Jesus Christ, 14 names. She has one, just like all of you. There may be multiple parts to it, but none of those. And there were never any claims of same. What she received is a very, very high-pitched, shrill, Morse code type of pulsed wave. And just like the light beam, you are not seeing the light, you are seeing the effect from the cause. And that's what we're about establishing. And I'm going to tell you now that I dictated, and so did Germaine, directly from the books, and to make it more interesting, from the books that are banned, and she has no copy.
I have a copy of those books.
Maybe you would share them.
Yes, I would.
Thank you, John. There are nine of them. Actually, there are four under real scrutiny.
You may ask.
Now, how would Dorma know if I don't tell her? And I've made enough changes, and so has Germaine, that you can tell that she didn't copy them. And she types too quickly to be able to have time to go look it up and change the words. Could she do it on a witness stand? Yes, she could, but I will not allow it. If you want me on the witness stand, I will be delighted. But we're not going to learn about God through tricks. All they would say is she has a photographic memory. But I'm going to give you some other defense. If, in fact, she is me, and she's doing it all, that judge and jury has a problem. She's got 15 faces, not just three of Eve. And if one defense will not cut it, I suggest you think of those alternatives. Mainly goodness anymore is not supposed to prevail. but God wins. So what does that leave you with? That means that God wins. God of light wins. Well, doesn't look like it to me, she says. You're looking at an illusion. God's already won. We're just waiting to see what in the world you're going to do. And how many of you do we bring aboard to take home? What are you going to do? One say, how can God let these little children? God doesn't let the little children do anything. You do it to them. Well, where are all those children that were maimed and murdered and... If there were children, they're with God. And they're with me. Waiting to serve again. Because they can write out all they want to out of the Bibles. If you think one short passage through this place is all there is, you're nuts. And that's exactly what the old big bad wolf would like you to think. Because you won't bother to change. It's up to you. And now I have a decision to make. And I'm going to make it. Let's take a break and have some cake. And go into sugar overload, please.
Sugar overload.
Okay.
Thurma needs to rest. I'm hard on her throat. Not her energy. I don't use her energy. So when one say, oh, well, I'm exhausted because, oh, well, he's used up my energy, that is BS. She is more energized than when she came here. God does not take from you. God gives. God gives! You've got to learn to receive and stop snatching. Take a break, please, and we'll decide how late we're going to run this. We hate to chase our guests away the minute they get here, and it's hardly the minute, I understand that. But that's why they came. And I thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Salud.
Salud.